The evolution of video game music, from blips to orchestras. In the sprawling digital landscapes of modern video games, music is no longer a mere accompaniment. It's a vital organ, pulsating with emotion and driving the player's experience. Think of the visceral thrill as you navigate the gritty streets in Skate, with its eclectic soundtrack curated by EA, or the sweeping, epic orchestral score that swells during a dramatic cinematic in a fantasy RPG. This rich tapestry of sound stands in stark contrast to the humble beginnings of video game music, a journey from simple electronic beeps to complex, layered compositions. Our story begins in the nascent arcades of the late 1970s and early 1980s. Limited by the technology of the time, early video game music was characterized by its chiptune sound. These were synthesized melodies, often generated by programmable sound generator (PSG) chips within arcade cabinets and early home consoles like the Atari 2600 and Nintendo Entertainment System (NES). Composers had to be ingenious, squeezing melodies and sound effects out of these incredibly restricted sound chips. The iconic Waka Waka of Pac-Man, the frantic, escalating theme of Donkey Kong, or the surprisingly catchy tunes of Super Mario Bros. Were crafted with a handful of channels, each playing a specific type of sound, often square waves, triangle waves, or noise. These were not just background noises, they were the very soul of the game, providing immediate feedback, setting moods, and becoming indelibly etched into the memories of a generation. The 1990s saw a significant leap forward. With the advent of CD-ROM technology, consoles like the Sony PlayStation and Sega Saturn could store and play actual pre-recorded audio. This opened the floodgates for more sophisticated musical arrangements. Composers could now incorporate live instruments, more complex synthesizers, and even vocal tracks. Games like Final Fantasy VII boasted a rich, orchestral-inspired score by Nobuo Uematsu, which, while still largely synthesized, conveyed a depth of emotion previously unimaginable. The soundtracks began to mirror the cinematic ambitions of the games themselves, with distinct themes for characters, locations, and emotional moments. The transition from cartridges to CDs was a watershed moment, allowing for CD-quality audio and transforming video game music from a novelty into a genuine art form. The turn of the millennium and the subsequent rise of more powerful consoles like the PlayStation 2 and Xbox, followed by the current generation of hardware, have pushed the boundaries even further. High-definition graphics demanded equally high-fidelity audio. This led to the widespread adoption of fully orchestral scores, recorded by real musicians in professional studios. Composers like Hans Zimmer, known for his Hollywood blockbuster scores, even began contributing to video game soundtracks, blurring the lines between the two mediums. The music in games like The Last of Us, with its haunting, minimalist score by Gustavo Santaolalla, or the dynamic, adaptive music in Red Dead Redemption 2, which changes seamlessly based on gameplay events, demonstrates the profound integration of music into the interactive experience. Today, video game music is a respected genre in its own right, with concerts dedicated to performing these scores live, and soundtracks regularly topping music charts. The evolution of video game music is a fascinating reflection of technological advancement and artistic ambition. From the ingenious limitations of chiptunes that sparked the imaginations of early players, to the soaring symphonies that now immerse us in vast virtual worlds, music has been an indispensable partner in the journey of interactive entertainment. It's a testament to the creativity of composers who, armed with increasingly sophisticated tools, continue to craft auditory experiences that are as memorable and impactful as the games themselves, proving that the sound of progress is often the most beautiful melody of all.